Excellent. Mel Karmazin spoke this morning and seemed very optimistic about the prospects of his merger being allowed in satellite radio. So the question is just on the implications it might mean for satellite television.
I usually start this answer with, you know, I'm not a regulatory, you know, expert and definitely not a regulatory lawyer. But I think based on what they're trying to get their merger approved based on how they're defining the market. And if they're successful with it, my guess is it'll be heavily dependent upon their ability to define the market as being pretty broad. Our market has already been kind of evaluated and weighed in on as three, you know, well-entrenched incumbent video providers. And the last time somebody looked at that, if that three goes to two, it becomes difficult. So I'm not saying it couldn't happen and that wouldn't help at least tee up the argument again. I mean, we feel very strongly internally that it should be given a fair hearing, but the fact of the matter is the people that reviewed that transaction in the past, both the FCC and, more importantly, the DOJ, enough time may not have passed for them to change their view. If we can get a different view of that, then, you know, obviously it would be, we'd be crazy not to look at it. I think it would be the best thing in the world for us and for EchoStar to take a look at. But, you know, we'd have to have a different review of the regulatory landscape. And I'm talking in the short term because over time I think it gets done. I just don't think it gets done 6 months after the Sirius XM deal gets done, assuming that actually is completed.